What we know is isolation for young people is a big trigger around a decline in mental health, and we certainly know one of the protective factors against suicidality is ensuring a connectedness for a young person, and so we know we hold that responsibility.
That was Sadie Walker, Centre Manager at Headspace Central West Gippsland, and in case you hadn't guessed, this story is about youth mental health, specifically in regional areas. Sally's branch of the organisation provides 12 to 25-year-olds in Baw and the Latrobe Valley in Victoria's East with mental health support through drop-in centres in Warragul and Morwell, as well as organising events to help combat that isolation she mentioned before. While the group does its best to provide services for the youth in the region, there are issues reaching people in the large area that they have to cover while coping with the rapid residential growth in Baw.
What we find, particularly as a Headspace centre in a regional area, we hold a great responsibility around ensuring access for young people. What we know is young people will engage in help-seeking behaviour if they feel that the service is going to be easy for them to access and safe for them to access. So the advantage we have currently in our Warragul Centre is we're right near the train station. So that does help for many young people to access our service. It doesn't assist for probably all of the area. If we're the first service that a young person has attended, how do we engage them and ensure that they stay engaged, even if that means via our Facebook, other social media resources that we have, and we have the capacity for outreach, so that it really ensures the remoteness doesn't impede them accessing a service and ensuring that connectedness occurs. We currently see the challenges in Warragul is there is a massive growth in the population. We would certainly be happy to run a service full time should there be the appropriate resourcing that facilitates that. We would certainly have plenty of young people coming through the doors, and we do notice already that over a third of the young people we see as a service in total is based from the 3 days we are at Warragul. So there is definitely a demand. The young people that are part of our youth advisory group certainly indicate that to us around the value of the service. So we would certainly, again, be able to resource that in terms of delivery if there was the appropriate funding that makes it sustainable.
I'm Melanie and I'm a clinical psychologist here in Warragul with lots of years, probably 25 years of experience in working in child and adolescent mental health services, but also in private practice.
That's a lot of experience, and Melanie has a very different view on the effect of isolation on youth. In an interview, we discuss the kinds of cases she sees and how in demand her services are.
Probably mood disorders is the biggest target group people we see, both privately and in the public system. So that's anxiety, depression, obsessive-compulsive disorders, things like that. And then often we also see, a smaller proportion of early psychosis, eating disorders, personality difficulties. So, yeah. I don't think isolation is a huge problem for young people this day and age. Unfortunately, people, with the access to social media, isolation's actually less. However, in saying that, it's also difficult in that people only seem to communicate through social media sometimes, which I think is a disadvantage of young people.
Are there enough services in the region? I know, I guess Warragul is relatively well served, would you say?
Yeah. I don't know how to tell. Often we do get questions about parenting support, especially, or programs, or group programs, and I think there's not many of those programs available in Warragul.
And as for the rest of the Baw Shire, where there aren't the Headspace centres and so on, how difficult is access for in those areas for mental health services, would you say?
Well, I think obviously, you know, travel is an issue, especially in the outlying areas, but I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, again, young people depend on their parents to get them to appointments. And some parents are more willing than others to do that.
What are the kind of the difficulties that people face when trying to approach you, the stigmas involved and so on?
Yeah, I think it's a credit to young people to seek help. You know, if your tooth hurts, you go to a dentist. So if your head hurts, so to speak, you go to see a psychologist. But then I suppose I'm used to talking to people about their problems. So I think... you know, stigma is not such a big issue. I do know that a lot of the local schools employ psychologists and counsellors, and young people find it difficult often to access them because other people see them walking in.
How capable are your services of taking on more people in a growing area?
I think a lot of services do have waiting lists. Obviously, working in public mental health, if someone presents in a suicidal crisis, they're, you know, we can't afford to wait. So often people are seen quickly. But if people want ongoing treatment and therapy, often there is a waiting period involved.
But when it comes to local treatment, there is a curveball option, literally. The Bor Bor YMCA offers plans for good mental health through physical fitness. The issue, according to manager Michael Casey, is knowing who needs those programs.
The identification of an issue is probably a major problem. It's an issue here, but I would say it's a societal problem. So we would have a very small percentage of people come to us and say, you know, I'm suffering from this or I'm experiencing this. What have you got? Tends to be that those things are hidden, and I don't think that's anything surprising to anyone. But if we are able to work with those people for long enough in our programs and services, then there perhaps comes a time where we can identify those things, and it gives us the opportunity to look at ways we can help develop that person. But the challenge is where we don't know. For people who are considering coming, I would definitely encourage them to come down and have a chat to the staff about, again, if they feel comfortable, about what they think is going to be best for them. And we can certainly guide them, and we have certain staff that are trained in being able to provide that. And I think from a community issue, I think there's certainly some work that we can do as part of the Bor Bor Shire to encourage, you know, that first step before they're coming into places like the leisure centre or any services, community services that are being offered, to try and encourage and, as I said, move away from any stigma that's associated with it. And, you know, we're an access for all centre, we're an access for all community, really promote that and look at further reducing any barriers that exist.
William Coolidge reporting for the Warragul and Bor Bor Citizen.